In New York State, officials are urging residents to get vaccinated against polio. Concerns rose after one case was reported last month, and traces of the polio virus were detected in wastewater in two New York counties north of New York City. Jennifer Nuzzo is professor of epidemiology and director of the Pandemic Center at the Brown University School of Public Health. Dr. Nuzzo, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So the virus was detected in water samples back in June. What does that tell you about whether this disease could and has spread?
Well, the fact that we've found it in water really confirms what we already feared when we found the one case of polio, which is that this virus has likely infected many more, possibly hundreds more. We know that because we found the case of polio in a young person. That person unfortunately experienced paralysis. That is something that happens one in 200 cases, one in 100 cases sometimes. And so what that means is that there are many more people likely infected with this virus. And that suspicion was confirmed with finding it in the wastewater.
That person was unvaccinated, and the particular area where they lived is well known for a lot of vaccine hesitancy, vaccine resistance. How effective is the polio vaccine?
Well, the polio vaccine, particularly the one we use here in the United States, if you're fully vaccinated, it's not really something that you have to worry about contracting. But we very much worry about people who have not been vaccinated, particularly children living in the area, because they are now potentially being exposed to this virus. And as we've seen, the virus has the ability to cause paralysis, which is a really terrible outcome. So we very much worry about people who are not vaccinated. And had communities been fully up to date in their vaccines, we likely wouldn't be seeing this sort of thing happening now.
And the counties we're talking about, north of New York City, Rockland and Orange, only about 60% of two-year-olds are vaccinated there. Is that enough to achieve herd immunity?
No, it's not enough. And, you know, this is not just a problem limited to those counties. This is something that we're seeing worldwide now where vaccine coverage is not what it needs to be. Some of this was because of vaccinations being put on hold due to the pandemic, but some of it is because parents, you know, unfortunately are not convinced of the benefits of vaccines. My hope is that seeing this very serious outcome will cause some to change their minds and get their children vaccinated. But it's absolutely urgent that we focus our efforts on making sure that happens.
So you said in a tweet that it's not surprising that we're hearing about another emerging disease while still dealing with COVID-19. You said serious infectious disease threats are the hazards of our time. What do you mean?
Well, you know, for many years, people have been saying to me, it seems like there's always some new disease. We just keep hearing about these things more and more. And the reality is they are. All the data that we have suggests that the frequency with which new diseases are emerging and causing serious outbreaks are increasing. So that's why we're going to see things like COVID-19, the virus that causes COVID-19. We're going to hear about things like that more frequently. At the same time, global conditions are making us more susceptible to viruses that we didn't used to worry about, declining vaccinations, making polio once again a concern. We're also dealing with monkeypox here in this country. Many countries that weren't previously areas that monkeypox was endemic now dealing with monkeypox. And that's just a condition of global travel, increased susceptibility, and also limiting our attention for the last few years, just focusing on one virus and not paying attention to the smaller events that have happened. So these sorts of things are going to keep happening, and we have to make sure we have systems in place to deal with them. It's incredibly challenging right now for health officials who have been understaffed for far too long, under-resourced, coming out of a very stressful COVID-19 pandemic, dealing with monkeypox, and now also having to think about polio possibly circulating. So we need to make sure we have enough resources in place that we can respond to possibly multiple emergencies at a time in hopes that they don't get out of control.
You mentioned that not only is COVID-19 still rampant, but also monkeypox has appeared in the U.S. and now polio. Is it possible to prioritize those for you in terms of concern? Can you sort of triage which is the biggest worry?
Well, I mean, COVID-19 still represents a deep concern, but fortunately we have vaccines and diagnostics and tools. What we need to make sure is that everyone avails themselves of those. So the level of concern for COVID is not the same as it was 2 years ago. polio is a deep concern for communities that are not vaccinated, highly vaccinated, and so that remains an ongoing concern. Monkeypox is quite worrisome to me because, you know, it really was a virus that we should have been able to contain much more quickly than we have, and people are suffering a great deal of pain when they contract the virus. Fortunately, it hasn't killed many people yet, but we shouldn't wait for more deaths, so we should act. So I would say that they're all important, but the level of concern I have for them is quite different.
Jennifer Nuzzo is professor of epidemiology and director of the Pandemic Center at the Brown University School of Public Health. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.